I think my microphone's dying. That's not good. So if you can't hear me, then no. But even worse than my microphone dying, no, light's still on, is again, I am pained I have to talk about the prophet Elijah. I would much rather talk about Jeremiah. Really much talk about Jeremiah. Because Jeremiah is a mess. Jeremiah is a mess. But Elijah, in this reading from the book of Kings, is a mess. This fiery prophet, the anointed one of God, has seemed to have come to naught. He has just experienced previous to this, perhaps the greatest moment in his ministry is prophecy. For on Mount Carmel, he had faced down the 400 prophets of Baal and demonstrated the God of Israel. The Queen Jezebel is not happy, and she has sworn to kill him. So it is truly the whole might of the state is after Elijah. And he is driven into the desert. After his greatest success, it seems now it has all come to nothing. And in fatigue and anxiety and doubt, he plaintively begs God to take his life, for he is no better than his father. But an angel comes to him. He is touched by God, and he is told to eat. And again, and strengthened and convicted, Elijah goes forth. In our lives, maybe not quite as spectacular as the prophet Elijah, we experience those moments of crisis where it truly seems it has all come to nothing. Our plans, our hopes, what we had so dreamed seems shattered. And our faith, we struggle to even believe. We can reach the point when we know we are powerless. That the situation that we face, the difficulty, the loss, the brokenness, we can do nothing about. And yet, in that powerlessness, God finds us. God finds us. For deep in our hearts, our very being, despite what the culture wants to tell you, we have an orientation to God. And in that orientation, the depth of your soul, God draws you to Jesus Christ. and in Christ, you and I are strengthened. For just as Elijah was sent forth, you and I are sent forth. And God provides us in Christ the spiritual food. Powerfully in His Word. But tangibly in the Eucharist. The gift, and it is a gift, of being powerless. To know, to realize, you can do nothing without Jesus Christ. And guess what? I don't care how successful you are, whatever career you've got, how much money you make, what car you drive, don't fall into the fallacy that you're self-sufficient. Because that reality remains. You can do nothing with Jesus Christ. And the gift of powerlessness, which I hate to be there. But the gift of powerlessness, just like Elijah, is you know that you can do nothing with Jesus without Jesus Christ. And once you know that, you can do everything. You can do everything. Through what He feeds us with and the life that He offers us. For the life that He came to give us is the relationship with God. And in that relationship, we are sustained. But being in relationship with God, as Christians, as Catholics, as members of this parish, we are in relationship with one another. Okay? It's just not like you and Jesus or you and God. It is you and I, particularly as a parish, in relationship with Jesus, in relationship with God. And in that relationship, Paul exhorts us in this letter to the Ephesians not to grieve the Holy Spirit. I've had a lot of experience grieving the Holy Spirit. It's probably my hobby. I've done that countless times. But he exhorts us not to grieve the Holy Spirit. For in the life that Christ has given us, we share that life. But that life can be rent asunder by bitterness and fury and anger and ego. You name it. And Paul's telling us to set that aside. For all of that will thwart our lives and thwart our mission. Sustained by Jesus Christ. Fed by Jesus Christ. In relationship with God. You and I are called to be imitators of God. I don't think He would ask that of us if He felt we could not do it. And we can through Christ. For through Jesus Christ, we are truly, truly God's beloved children. So as His children, through the grace of Jesus Christ, Let us live in love of God, in love of one another. For Jesus Christ has so loved us.